Okay, in order to confirm the diagnosis of the leprosy, we have to take the history and do the complete physical examination of the patient. So there are three important points for the diagnosis of the leprosy to be established. First is typical skin lesions present. Second is the decreased or the loss of the sensations in the distribution of the peripheral nerves, which are generally affected in leprosy, or when there is an enlargement of the tenderness of the peripheral nerves, which are usually affected in the leprosy. Two of the three features must be present for establishing the diagnosis of leprosy. Then we are going to combine the history and the examination findings with the investigations. So usually there are a number of investigations which can be done in a patient of leprosy. If we combine the investigations and we are using more than one investigation, then there is a greater probability for finding the correct diagnosis. For example, we can do the slit skin smears, or we can do the leprolimin test, and then we can do the skin biopsy. So if the slit skin smear is done alone, then we have to repeat it again. But if we are doing the slit skin smear and we are also doing the histopathology of the skin biopsy or the nerve biopsy, then even a single test will help us to confirm the diagnosis.